Hey everyone, this is Utkarsh Sharma and you have tuned in the Audio Theory Season 1.
The Audio Theory Season 1.
This is a special episode. Actually, I'm here to make an announcement. You guys must be wondering where's episode 2, and I'm here for the same reason. Due to some issues, we won't be able to publish our episode 2, which was about 3D technology, for now. But we will launch it after a few weeks, probably at the end of the January or something like that. But there's another update for you as well. We are launching a podcast show about open source technology on the 1st of January. अपने इस नए एपिसोड में हम बात करेंगे ओपन सोर्स टेक्नोलॉजी क्या है, ओपन सोर्स प्लेटफॉर्म्स क्या हैं, कैसे टेक्नोलॉजी आपकी हेल्प कर सकती है और कैसे एक कॉलेज ग्रेजुएट या स्टार्टअप इस प्लेटफॉर्म से बेनिफिट्स गेन कर सकता है। और इस टॉपिक पर हमारे साथ बात करने के लिए होंगे मिस्टर शिवा सक्सेना। तो मिलते हैं अगले एपिसोड में। टिल देन एंजॉय द वेकेशन, हैप्पी हॉलीडेज।
Season 1.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Utkarsh Sharma, and I welcome you all on the first season of The Audio Theory, a show where we talk about businesses, future technology, and how can we start and take the most important step, the first step. It's quite cold in New Delhi, but people in my office are completely unaffected by it. Instead, they are super excited for our today's show, because today we are going to talk about a very interesting topic, that is open source technology. मुझे विश्वास है कि आप समय से काफ़ी लोग एंड्रॉयड फ़ोन यूज़ करते होंगे। यकीन नहीं होता ना कि कुछ साल पहले आई एक टेक्नोलॉजी आज मेन स्ट्रीम स्मार्टफोन मार्केट का एक न सिर्फ पार्ट बन गई है, बल्कि पूरी मार्केट और हमारे आसपास सोसाइटी को उसने चेंज करके रख दिया है। इस तरह मुझे याद है अपने अर्ली डेज में, जब मैं फायरफॉक्स ब्राउज़र यूज़ करता था, इंटरनेट एक्सप्लोरर से हम अपने विंडोज़ फ़ोन में तभी यूज़ करते थे जब हमें फायरफॉक्स डाउनलोड करना होता था, और ये आज भी हम करते हैं। अपार्ट फ्रॉम ऑल दिस, ओपन सोर्स टेक्नोलॉजी सिर्फ मोबाइल या ब्राउज़र तक ही लिमिटेड नहीं है, बल्कि ऐसी बहुत सी चीज़ें हैं जो ओपन सोर्स का या तो पार्ट है या उससे इंस्पायर्ड है। और इन्हीं सारे टॉपिक पर बात करने के लिए आज हमारे साथ में हैं मिस्टर शिवा सक्सेना। ही इज़ अ सॉफ्टवेयर डेवलपर एट SAP एंड ही इज़ अमंग टॉप 10% कॉन्ट्रीब्यूटर्स ऑन स्टैक ओवरफ्लो, विच इज़ द बिगेस्ट क्वेश्चन आंसर कम्युनिटी फॉर डेवलपर्स। ही इज़ ऑल्सो क्वाइट एक्टिव इन द ओपन सोर्स कम्युनिटी एंड हैव कॉन्ट्रीब्यूटेड टू मल्टीपल प्रोजेक्ट्स। बिफोर स्टार्टिंग द शो, आई वांट टू मेंशन what I have said in my episode 0, कि आज हम जो भी डिस्कस करेंगे are our own thoughts and it has nothing to do with the SAP. So, let's start the show. Welcome Shiva on the Audio Theory. How are you?
Yeah, thank you Utkarsh. I'm doing amazing. I'm very excited to be here and I would definitely like to wish everybody listening a very happy new year. So, let's get started.
Okay. So, Shiva, basic से start करते हैं। अगर मैं simple language में समझने की कोशिश करूँ तो what is open source?
Utkarsh, the simplest answer I can give you is anything that has the original source material that was used to create the thing, that is open source. For example, अगर हम art domain की बात करें तो आपने बहुत सारे fine arts देखे होंगे, बहुत सारे pictures देखे होंगे, बहुत सारे sceneries देखी होंगी that were that are available there on websites like DeviantArt. So, बहुत सारे लोग अपने आर्ट वर्क को अपलोड करते हैं और बहुत सारे लोग अपने ओरिजिनल रॉ फाइल्स को अपलोड करते हैं that were used to create that piece of art. So, that is also open source. Just to give you an example, I'm pretty sure that you must have used a lot of these images on your Facebook advertising campaigns. So, these are also open source because the original photographer who took the photograph put them online, and so that it's available to folks like you who can use it for your own purpose. अगर हम software context की बात करें तो किसी भी software का जिसका source code available हो internet पे that was used to build that piece of software, that comes under the purview of open source. Most of the times, I say that open source is free, but it can also be paid. So there are hundreds and thousands of source code that are available out there on the internet. Some of the biggest popular ones are, of course, the Linux kernel, जैसा कि आपको पता होगा दैट ऑलमोस्ट 90% ऑफ द वेब सर्वर्स टुडे रन लिनक्स. देन ऑफ कोर्स जस्ट टू गिव यू अनदर एग्जांपल, ऑल द ब्राउजर्स दैट यू यूज आर बिल्ट ऑन टॉप ऑफ ओपन सोर्स टेक्नोलॉजीज और दे यूज ओपन सोर्स इन वन वे और द अदर. सो दैट्स जस्ट अ हाई लेवल ओवरव्यू व्हाट ओपन सोर्स एक्चुअली इज.
ओके, साउंड कूल. सो टेल समथिंग अबाउट योरसेल्फ एज वेल, बिकॉज यू नो हमारी ऑडियंस बहुत जानना चाहेगी आपके कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशंस के बारे में. सो how this whole journey started?
So I'm a software developer and work on a variety of technologies like IoT, big data and cloud, where I build cloud services as well as platforms. My open source journey started back when I was in college. I was very much interested in a particular domain of artificial intelligence that is called computer vision. Just to give you an example, you must have heard about all the self-driven cars that are coming every day. So these are some of the examples that actually use computer vision. कि वो वीडियो क्या फीड लेते हैं एंड देन दे इंटरप्रेट इट एंड देन दे डिटेक्ट के कार आगे बढ़ानी चाहिए या कार रोकनी चाहिए एंड स्टफ. सो दैट वाज माय इंटरेस्ट इन कॉलेज. आई वांटेड टू बिल्ड समथिंग, आई वांटेड टू बिल्ड माय फाइनल ईयर प्रोजेक्ट ऑन कंप्यूटर विजन. बट व्हेन आई स्टार्टेड आई डिडंट हैड अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल अराउंड मी हु वर स्पेशलिस्ट इन दीज टॉपिक्स. Then of course, like anybody, I turned on to the internet, जहाँ पे मुझे बहुत सारे groups और communities मिली who must have faced situations like me. And of course, on the internet, I found a lot of open source materials, a lot of papers that were put up by people, and a lot of libraries that actually helped me deliver my project. Then actually, this was the starting point when my interest shifted towards open source, and then I started contributing to communities like Stack Overflow, and I started reading code on GitHub, and that's you know, pretty much where I started with open source.
Quite interesting. So is community ne aapko kaise profit diya?
Yeah, so one of my fundamental beliefs is that the best way to learn code is to read other people's code. और अगर हम ओपन सोर्स डोमेन की बात करेंगे तो बहुत सारे इंटरेस्टिंग प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं विच आर अवेलेबल आउट देयर दैट हैज सम रियली गुड क्वालिटी कोड. सो इफ यू आर अ सॉफ्टवेयर डेवलपर, यू कैन जस्ट बिकम अ बेटर सॉफ्टवेयर डेवलपर, यू कैन बिकम बेटर एट वॉट यू डू जस्ट बाई रीडिंग अदर पीपल कोड. एंड दिस इज वन ऑफ द ways open source community has helped me. And of course I wouldn't go into the details of Stack Overflow, because Stack Overflow is that one of the websites jahan pe aap koi bhi chote se question ko phrase karke dal sakte hain and instantly you have everybody working on that same domain helping you out in a community. And I'm pretty sure that if you have written any serious piece of code, you must have used the help from Stack Overflow. So these are some of the ways where this community helps me. It, of course, it also gives me a better understanding what's happening in the IT landscape.
Okay, Shiva, यहाँ मैं आपसे दो चीज़ समझना चाहूँगा. Suppose I am a college graduate, तो मुझे ये कैसे एक job पाने में help कर सकता है? Second part मेरे question का होगा कि अगर I want to start my own business, तो कैसे मुझे open source communities and platforms से help मिल सकती है?
Okay, Utkarsh, so I'll answer your first question first. Okay, if I'm a fresh college graduate, how does the open source community helps me? Definitely, it gives you a real idea of what's happening and what is being taught. So you can go around and see whatever is being taught to you in theory in real life. Okay, kaise projects unko use kar rahe hain, kahan pe use kar rahe hain. That is one of the way. And then the other important aspect I feel that's happening in today's IT landscape is that of course, there is a huge supply of engineers out there. And what separates you from the other people? Because at the end of the day, they have the same degree, they have the same academic qualifications like you. So if you have a good open source profile, a good GitHub profile, or a good Stack Overflow profile, it builds a great amount of brand value for you. And the way it has been going, a lot of big companies and as well as small startups do look at your resume and check out these credentials these days. Okay, if you have a greater profile at GitHub or Stack Overflow or any of the code communities like Topcoder, etc., of course it gives you a definite amount of weightage. To come back to your second question, if I'm a startup, you know, or I'm a small business, how does open source help me? So my purview on that is that if you're a startup, you definitely would start with a great idea. You would have a world-changing idea. But then what you might not have is the resources and the time to implement that idea. Because if you go around implementing the same thing, if you go around reinventing the wheel, it might take you a lot longer. And in the space of startups or small businesses, time is a very important factor. And this is where open source come in, because open source has a lot of projects, a lot of libraries, a lot of code that is already available out there for free of charge or at a nominal price that you can just pick and choose, and you can fit it into your idea, and you can build the entire idea like a Lego. So of course it brings you the agility that is very crucial in the landscape today.
Okay, so here's the thing. Now I'm fully charged up. I want to start writing codes for an IT industry. Now what?
Yeah, I'm very excited that you are charged up. Thank you. So this is a very good question. Everybody wants to get up and running with open source contributions. Everybody wants to contribute, but then it becomes so damn hard, or it is too time consuming. And of course, everybody has their own issues. One of the biggest issues is that I find is that if you want to contribute to one of the open source projects that are available out there today, they're very huge. They have tens and thousands lines of code. And of course, just getting to the pace that is required by these open source projects, it might take you a few days or a few months to read and be on the same page as everybody else who is contributing to that project. So this is one of the problems that I see that is very common across. So definitely there are a couple of ways. First of all is, if you have any piece of code that you think is good enough or can help others, just put it online. Just plain and simple, put it online. Because main ek choti si story yahan batana chahunga Utkarsh. Linux actually didn't start it as a very big open source project. Linus Torvald actually went around creating an operating system, and he just thought that I wanted everybody else on the world to see that, okay, this is a piece of operating system I have created. So he just put it online. And the response he received from the community was people actually liked it. Some people came up with their ideas. Some people contributed in terms of code. Some people contributed in terms of documentation. And then the story goes on and on. And this is how it actually become the biggest operating system, open source project available today in the market. And then I would like to say, you can also start small, because then you have communities like Stack Overflow, where people don't expect you to write 10,000 lines of code or even 1,000 line of code or even 100 line of code. People just give you a small enough problem, like how do I install WordPress on a PHP server? In general terms, this is like 4 or 5 commands that you just need to push into, that you just need to execute in a Linux terminal, and you can install WordPress. So you can go to these communities and you can just contribute in small chunks, and this is one of my favorite way of doing it actually.
To ye to baat hui unki who are familiar with computer languages and other stuff. Suppose I have no hand in IT domain, then what are options available for me?
Okay, just to set the tone straight, I would like to reiterate the fact that open source is not just about code. So if you are in a medical domain, you can put up your thesis, you can put up your papers in the open domain so everybody else can read it. That also is open source. If you are a semi-technical person, then you can contribute to documentation. If you are a designer or somebody who has a good expertise in those domains, you can contribute to UIs, you can contribute to UI mockups. And of course, if you are a blogger who is just enthusiast about the bleeding edge technologies or any of the projects that you feel very interested in, you can write posts about it, you can share it on Twitter, you can give them the visibility that the project deserves. Of course, every small and big idea counts.
So open source communities help karti hain aapke business ko develop karne mein, aapke branding ke liye. Kya iske alawa bhi koi aur motive ho sakta hai?
Branding actually I feel is the byproduct of the whole process. It's about the project itself. It's about the growth of the community at the end of the day. Because if you want to get my perspective on this open source thing, I would say that, you know, just to give you an example, sites like Stack Overflow has helped me hundreds, if not thousands of times. I've used libraries that were written by other people. It has helped me so many times. It has saved so much of my effort. I also believe the fact that the best code is the code which is already written. So somebody, if somebody has already done something in a very nice way, I would always choose to pick it up from there and rather than go around and reinventing the wheel. So another example is that, you know, I have the technical expertise to create a blog, but the amount of time it would take me to create a blog would be somewhere around 3 months. But then, hey, I can always use WordPress, which is a pre-built blogging software. I just need to get a server up and running. I just need to install WordPress. I need to connect it to the database, which would hardly take me an hour or two. And I have my own blog up and running. So this is the power of open source.
That sounds super cool. I'm sure इस शो को सुनने के बाद हमारी ऑडियंस ने ओपन सोर्स कम्युनिटी की इम्पोर्टेंस को समझा होगा, हाउ दे कैन टेक एडवांटेज ऑफ इट एंड हाउ दे कैन गिव इट बैक टू द सोसाइटी। हमें से बहुत लोग होंगे जो आपसे पर्सनल कॉन्टैक्ट करना चाहेंगे, इज देयर एनी वे टू कॉन्टैक्ट यू?
Yeah, definitely. It would be a pleasure to help everybody around in the community. So you can follow me on Twitter. You can send me a message on Twitter at Shiva Saxena, ShivaSaxena. And of course, if you want to send me an email, आप मुझे ईमेल भी कर सकते हैं at ShivaSaxena. @outlook.com पे, which is ShivaSaxena @outlook.com.
Awesome. So guys, time to wind up the show. Shiva, is there anything you want to say to our lovely audience?
Yes, definitely. I hope everybody found this podcast very interesting and got some useful information out of it. And I would be hoping to see a lot of you contributing to open source in 2018 and beyond. Thank you.
Wonderful. तो दोस्तों, समय हो गया है शो के समाप्ति का। आई होप आज का शो आपको उतना ही पसंद आया होगा जितना हमें इसे शूट करने में आया। इफ़ यू हैवेंट ज्वाइंड अस ऑन सोशल मीडिया चैनल्स, डू फॉलो अस ऑन ट्विटर, इंस्टाग्राम, फेसबुक एंड यूट्यूब। ऑल्सो अपने सजेशन आप हमें ईमेल कर सकते हैं hello@utkarshsharma.com पर। दिस इज उत्कर्ष शर्मा एंड यू आर लिसनिंग द ऑडियो थ्योरी। हैप्पी हॉलीडेज एंड वंस अगेन अ वेरी हैप्पी न्यू ईयर टू ऑल ऑफ यू।